Because we actually have Isaac Mangena on the line, City Power spokesperson, and we do want to check in with him before the end of the show, and the clock is ticking down. Isaac, thanks for doing whatever you did to make sure that you got onto the phone with us. I appreciate it. For those people that are listening who are in the south of Joburg, what is the latest news you can give them?
So we have started with the mop-up operations this morning, and also the assessment of the damage that was caused by the fire. And we are currently trying to see if we can backseat most of those areas that are affected. And the teams are on the ground running around to ensure that they open up and to allow that process of backseating to happen. So we should at least have some of the customers have electricity by this afternoon.
Okay, so some of the customers could have electricity by this afternoon. How long do you think it'll take before this entire substation is back online and everyone can gain power?
For the substation to be entirely back online, it will take a while. I'm sure from the photos that you saw, the two transformers have basically been raised down. They now just have to be dismantled and thrown away. So we've got the two transformers standby, but they're busy currently testing them and also clearing some of the carbon that was coming from the other transformers during the fire. So this substation probably will be back on tomorrow afternoon or evening. They are using other substations in the vicinity to ensure that we connect the customers that really need electricity, especially because of some of the areas that are affected. We do have the water pump stations that need to be fired up. Otherwise, we will end up with problem of people without water.
Oh, yeah, I can just imagine. So can you be more specific about which areas will get power this afternoon and which ones won't? Are you able to say at this stage?
We're looking at Crown, that's where the water pump station is. And we're also looking at Trafontein West and even some parts of Hoysens and Hoysens Gardens. So those areas might probably have electricity by this afternoon into the evening. So we're just working at the ground to ensure that we move the load. We shunt load from different mini substations so that at least we can be able to provide electricity to those people.
Isaac, thank you very much. Isaac Mangena, City Power spokesperson. So there it is. That's the update from City Power. Some of you might get power back this afternoon. Really extensive fire happening there at the Robertsham power station. And we don't want it to affect the water pumps, because then you'll be without power and water as well.